commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
If you're outraged about the mass killings of innocent civilians, I ask, what are you doing about it? Whoever wrote those words for President Obama earned their pay. That is the argument the president is making for attacking Syria. And in today's soundbite world, that simple sentence may win the day. It is disingenuous, but it takes a while to work through it. The best response is to return the volley to the president. Mr. Obama, you might ask, what are you doing about it? The president's preferred policy choice, a U.S. military strike, does nothing to change the situation. It actually makes things worse. The White House has already said regime change is not the goal of a U.S. military strike. So for what purpose? To allow Syria to supply terrorists to plot new weapons attacks? General Martin Dempsey of the Joint Chiefs of Staff advises that an effective strike could still be carried out a month from now. Time enough for Syria's army to move personnel and equipment out of harm's way? A White House spokesman carelessly referred to any pending strike as a shot across the bow. By definition, that's a warning. So what rogue nation would be deterred by that? Columnist Matt Miller makes two great points. I have a link to his latest op-ed piece in the Washington Post. He says, first, would we even be contemplating a military response if it wasn't for President Obama's bright red line rhetoric? The answer is obviously no. And second, why are so many allies sitting this out? People in England, Canada, France, Spain, etc., don't feel that their nations are the final enforcers of international norms. Why are we so quick to pick up on that role? The case for military action gets weaker as time goes by, yet the numbers in Congress ready to vote for it continue to increase.